Nearly 1.5 million Ukrainian households lost their electricity this morning in what the National Power Utility says is a new record for single-day damage. From Kyiv, NPR's Yulian Haida reports on what this has to do with the direction of the war.
I'm standing outside on the patio here at NPR's office in Kyiv, and if it weren't so cloudy, I'd be able to see the stars. It is totally dark here. In a city of 3 million people, candles flicker in the windows and streetlights are dimmed to conserve power. It's been like this for nearly 2 weeks. This, for the most part, is voluntary and nationwide.
If you go down, it means someone else also have electricity, maybe not so much, but still could use.
That's Oleksandr Kharchenko, a leading Ukrainian energy expert. He says the voluntary rationing has worked. Hospitals, for the most part, have power. Public transit and phone signals work. But after today's strikes on energy infrastructure in 7 of Ukraine's 25 regions, the government wants people to do even more or risk going without electricity for upwards of 10 hours a day, especially in central and western regions that have been relatively quiet for months. For Kharchenko, that proves how dependent Ukrainians are on stable power for essential civilian services, especially ahead of winter.
Water channels to heating station, wastewater treatment. And when you have no electricity, it's really huge trouble.
Kharchenko says he's noticed a shift on the Russian side. Instead of going after large power plants, which are surrounded by air defense batteries, the strikes target smaller relay stations. There are hundreds of them, and it can cause a domino effect of power outages in an entire region. Officials here say they're fighting two wars: an air war to protect cities from rockets and drones, and a land war against Russia in the east and the south. Oleg Zhdanov, a top Ukrainian military analyst, says that today's strikes were a direct response to Russia quickly losing ground near the key southern city of Kherson. Occupational authorities announced a mandatory evacuation of Kherson this afternoon in a bid to fortify the city from Ukraine's counteroffensive. Zhdanov says if Ukrainians and the rest of the country go cold and hungry, that pressures Ukraine to back off Kherson, giving Russia the opportunity to double down and fight into the new year. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.